Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here again tonight on the Cosmic Connections, and this is our July 19th program. It's nice to be with everybody here, and oh my gosh, I'm doing a program 2 weeks in a row. It's been a while since I've done that because I travel a lot. I do travel a lot, and I don't mind that. It doesn't bother me at all to be traveling a lot. And again, I don't like to do programs just for the sake of doing programs. I'm going to do a program. I want there to be basically some good content or purpose behind, you know, what I'm doing there. So I want to welcome everybody here to the program tonight. And again, I'm making the adjustment without being with my good friend Blanca because, you know, we would usually always, when we would start the program, we would always go into about 5 to 7 minutes of just kind of general chit-chat back and forth and stuff like that. Well, I don't have anybody to do that general chit-chat with. With her being gone, but it is nice to be with everybody, and thank you for everybody on the Facebook that is, you know, making your comments. I appreciate that. And so all is well here in my front, in my home here tonight. Now, tonight I'm going to just share some stuff. I'm kind of an extension of what I had talked about last week from that book by Wes Penry, The Orion Book. But also I mentioned in the newsletter I sent out, next week I'm going to be in Africa again. Now, I'm not at liberty to go into the details of what is going on there, other than to say that there's a project that I have been invited to be a part of, and there's a very, very strong potential that I can come away with a very, very large sum of money, you know, in the millions of dollars. But the positive thing, what that's going to do, it's going to let me set up, basically, I'm going blank again on the term that I'm going to want to use here, the credit union. It's going to let us either buy or set up our own credit union because I'll have the money to do that. And that means we will be ready to go and we'll use the credit union to basically disperse the funds when it comes to the exchange. Because see, what we can do is, when the funds are released, they all come to me first. Well, I can place them into a master account in the credit union, and then everybody that is basically going to receive funds in the exchange, we will set you up accounts in the credit union, and then we'll place your funds from the master account into your account. And then that money is in your credit union account, and then it's yours to use, do it, whatever you want. If you want to leave it in there and have that as an operating credit union, that's fine. If you want to pull it all out and put it in your existing bank account, that's fine. We don't care. It's your money to do with whatever you want to do. But I think this trip to Africa is going to allow me to acquire the funds to do that. Now, I can't guarantee that. Some of it is I won't know until I get there. But that's where I will be next week, and possibly for the next 2 weeks, I may be on the road. So I won't know, but again, I always put out the newsletter, but I may not be having a live program. So those are kind of the background comments that I have that I wanted to make tonight. And there's not a whole lot going on other than the fact that, yes, it's been really hot for all of us here in the southern United States. I was 2 days ago in Sedona, and even in Sedona, it got up to 108 degrees. And that means it was about 116 or 117 in Phoenix. Oh my gosh, that's way too hot. But I came home, but here in Texas today where I was, it was 104 here today. And here we are now, 8 o'clock in the evening, and my thermometer says it's still 98 degrees out there on my deck. That means, you know, the official thermometer is probably still about 100 to 101, but it's been really hot, you know, here in the Southwest for the last couple of days. But that's life, and that's what we have here. So, okay. Yeah, so that's pretty much it, all I have on kind of the introductory comments tonight. So what I want to do tonight on the program, again, I've got this book here that's called by Wes Penry, and it's called The Orion Book. Now, this is the second volume. Now, I've put it up there. so you can actually see it better, because some of you, you've been sending me, says, what's his name again? What's the author? There it is. It's on the video. You can see it, okay? So in his first chapter, what I'm going to do is just go through parts of the first chapter and kind of gives us the bigger perspective again of what's going on out there in this universe that we live in. He's very, very clear when he says, as human beings, folks, we're not alone in this world. And folks, that makes common sense. Think this through. We live on this tiny planet called Earth, in this galaxy called the Milky Way, which is a part of the universe, and they say there are millions of universes out there, okay? Just in our galaxy, we know how many planets there are. And in our solar system, we know how many planets there are. Folks, there are trillions and trillions of other planets out there, and we're trying to say we're the only ones that exist. Of course, that's not true. Now, remember, though, we live in a world that we are multiple dimensions of existence. And the reason we don't always see them is because most of the others vibrate in their frequency of living, that's in a frequency that we can't see with our physical eyes. Earth of this universe is the dense planet. Now, that doesn't mean it's bad. There are positives in this experience of density, because we experience things that the others don't get to experience by being density. We have a variety of feelings and emotions. We have a variety of experiences that Earth was set up to be what was called the living library, the place where they basically try and test stuff. And we, even as humans, were a part of what is called the human experiment, to experiment to, as what we would call Mother God or Sophia God did this creation of the greater part of the universe. Humans were set up to be a special part of the universe with what is called the human experiment. And we are the ones that are different than everything else that is out there. And I'll get into that tonight here and reading in this book. Now, let me just read a little bit. And right at the beginning where it says terrestrials and extraterrestrials of the matrix. As I mentioned last year, the matrix is the part of the universe that we live in. And we're kind of stuck here for a little bit, and we have to be able to get out of the matrix to go back home to heaven or go back home to God. Okay, let me read what he says here. As expected, there are many kinds of beings living in this matrix, whether they reside in what we perceive as Earth or the astral dimensions. From the human 3D perspective, we tend to distinguish between the following types of terrestrials and extraterrestrials, imagining them differently greatly from us, which is not true for most part. If we narrow it down, we have six basic kinds of beings here, and as far as my research is concerned, now, Wes Penray is a master in doing the research it is, and I have never seen anybody that has done the research as well as he has. The first group is what is called the soul, mind, spirit, body, what is called the true human. This is, I called the original version of us as humans in his, what is called his Orient series. It is more suitable to call humans in spirit form without our physical bodies, 3UCs. Now, he says 3-unit composite, spirit, soul, and body. We as the humans are the only ones in the creation that are 3UCs. We are created with spirit already there, and we are the only ones that are that way. Now, the other beings that are here as a part of our universe, whether we can see them or can't see them, they're what are called 2UCs, souls and minds. And they don't have spirit yet, but they can earn that through their growth and development. And in essence, what Enki did, he was somewhat jealous of us And that's why he set up this entrapment, because he wants to try to gain what is called our spirit being. Now, so the first one is the three UCs, beings that are made up of soul, mind, and spirit. Then he has what are called soul-mind beings, number two. These beings comprise soul and mind but lack spirit or spirit body. These are a lot of what we would call basically the extraterrestrials that we are aware of. Now, number three is soul minds who gained spirit, okay? So they are more advanced. So when you look at the number two, the soul minds that don't have spirit, they would have the tendency, not always, but they have the tendency to be the ones that operate in the lower vibration. Or they are basically what we call the dark beings that are out there. The number three, the soul minds who gain spirit, they operate at a higher vibration of existence, coming from the places of love, compassion, humility, forgiveness, etc. They've advanced their souls, and those would be the extraterrestrials, ETs, that are here that are beneficial for us to guide us and assist us through this process. Then number four, he says non-player characters. These beings are completely of the matrix and created within the matrix. And to the average person, these beings may appear human, but most likely lack soul mind as we think of it. These are the ETs that are just totally within this world, and they look like humans, but they don't have the full complete human capability. And then when we move into number five, it's the artificial intelligence beings. And Penry says these are the types of beings that are existing within the world that we experience. Sometimes we see them, sometimes we don't. Now, and yet sometimes the other, what are called the two UCs, because they operate within a multidimensional aspect, they can be invisible to us. They can lower their frequency down so we can see them. They can take on the form of a human body, and they can be all around us all the time, and we don't even know it. It all comes down to what is having that perception, that ability to test or feel or notice their vibrational energy. Because remember, everything in this universe is energy, and that's how we get to know what they are like, is basically the vibrational energy. Now, Sarah, you had said don't forget the angels. The angels are the higher two UCs. Angels don't have spirit, as we humans do, but they would be the higher vibrational two UCs, is what they would be, okay? Now, Bob said that the gods of the Bible, the Elohim, are space aliens, and that comes from Cliff High. There's different opinions on that, okay? There's different opinions about who the Elohim are, but it's very clear from in the Bible what it says. In fact, when you start right out in the beginning of the book of Genesis, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's the world within the matrix. But the word for God is the word Elohim. So if you want to get a better accuracy, it would be in the beginning of our world, our third dimensional world, the Elohims were the ones that created the heavens and the earth. I should come back and say Elohim, because that word is plural. That is a plural word. The Elohim created the heavens and the earth. Where we have come into this world as spirit beings, and then we also took on a physical body. So we have a spirit, a soul, and a body. And what we have done is that we have come here for the experience. Now, there's different versions about what happens if you got people that are dark people versus people that are light people. Remember, it all comes back to the vibrational status of your being. High vibrational beings have the ability to go back home when they want to. Now, I know that doesn't sound, it sounds very simple, but it's a soul agreement issue, not a conscious mind agreement issue. Because the conscious mind may say, get me out of this frickin' world. I'm done with this pain and suffering, and I want to go back home. Well, your body and your conscious mind may say that, but your soul says, no, you're not ready yet to finish your experience. Because just the fact of that attitude, you're coming from a lower vibrational perspective, and you want to escape instead of overcome. What's important to know, regardless of the sources that you turn to on this, almost all the, what I call the really good sources will say, we all eventually make it back home to heaven. We all eventually make it back to heaven. The question is, how long do you want to take to get there? And that's what's dependent upon our own growth, our own development, where we grow within our soul to this point that we understand that we live in a matrix world, but we rise above its density and we don't allow it to control us. Whatever they throw at us, we understand that the matrix is a holographic illusion. It is not real. And we just let it be and then rise above it in our experience, in our perception. And we keep ourselves vibrating at a powerful, strong, high vibration. Jesus was the master at that. He always, always vibrated at the highest vibration of love. He always came from the place of love. And that's what allowed him in basically when he went through the crucifixion process and then the resurrection. You notice the Bible stops at the resurrection. We don't know much about him after that. There's a lot of good sources now, channel sources that are coming out from what is called the Magdalene family, and they're talking about what he went through after the resurrection. What he did, that was his process of basically moving past his ego, totally overcoming his ego, and when the body went through the death process, he moved in what is called his light body state and condition. By being in the light body state, he was now totally in control of his appearance. He could be a light body, which means he could teleport to anywhere he wanted to on this planet at any time he wanted to, or he could lower his vibration slightly and have a physical appearance. When you're in the book of Acts and after the resurrection, and Thomas comes up to him and says, are you really real? Are you real? And he says to Thomas, touch me. And Thomas touches him, and he had the full physical feeling of touch that was there. That's what happens when we are allowed to move into the light body state. Now, as spirit, soul, and body beings, we used to be there. We used to be there. We were in that condition when we first came into this world. And then what Enki did, he created this matrix that it trapped us in it, lowered the vibration so we don't exist or we don't experience our light body state. We experience the third dimensional physical state. Now, it is possible for people to move into the light body state here in the third dimension, but it's not very easy. Why is that? Because we live 95% of our day from the programming of the subconscious mind, not the conscious mind. The programming of the subconscious mind is what predicates how we view and experience our lives. And the subconscious mind holds the memories of all the lifetimes we have ever lived. The subconscious mind operates from a place outside of space and time. Our conscious mind puts us as we live in space and time. But the subconscious mind goes beyond that. So in the subconscious mind is thousands and thousands and thousands of years or lifetimes of memory that says, I can't do that, I can't do that, I can't do that. And then all of a sudden now we're moving into this era saying, yes, you can. You can move into your light body state. You can be a person who can teleport yourself. You can be a person that can rise up, you know, and keep your density, I mean, keep your vibrations high. Yes, we can. But what we have to do is to reprogram that subconscious mind where we have undoing the program of thousands and thousands and thousands of years of memory that says, I can't do that, because we've never experienced it. Every once in a while we do. But here's what's interesting. When we go to sleep, our soul leaves the body. We move into an elevated, higher dimensional state, and we travel the universe with our soul leaving our body when we're sleeping. So when we're sleeping, the body stays in its third dimensional state, but the soul leaves and travels the universe, does what it wants to do, and in some ways it's in a kind of a quasi-light body state doing whatever it wants to do. Now, I'm going to come back to and mention a gentleman. I haven't talked about him for a while. A.R. Borden. He was a master at this. He and his colleagues understood this issue, and they had learned how to reprogram their subconscious minds to be able to live in a higher state. Borden and his colleagues had advanced to a place that literally they could teleport their bodies anywhere they wanted to on this world. And remember, Borden is the man that created what was called the LEARN process, being able to have something appear in front of you instantly in a physical form. If you want an apple, he says, okay, here it is. Boom, there it is. It's light in LEARN. It's an acronym for Light Encoded Reality Matrix. Borden and his colleagues had developed and reprogrammed their mind to live in a higher elevated state where they could teleport their bodies or they could create anything they wanted to. What did that mean? Money didn't mean anything to them. They didn't need any money because they could have whatever they wanted. But they had also, that also meant they had moved to being beyond what was called the possessive state. They didn't need things to have things, and they weren't coming from a place of selfishness or possession of being more powerful than others. They had come to the point of being in a state of humility that, so what? Physical items didn't mean anything to them. This is the progress that we get to make. Now, as I've said before, when the release of the funds come from the primary sources, these funds aren't designed just so you can get rich and be safe and secure and be more powerful and rich than your neighbors. No, no. Because again, that from that place, you're coming from a place of selfishness, security, and survival and possession. No, the funds are designed to assist you so you can have the time to do the work to raise your vibrational state and start moving into a higher elevated condition of life. That's the purpose of this money coming out and being given to scores of thousands of people. The funds are designed to help us shift the world to the new earth, the new world that we're moving into. There needs to be people that can take and can show as an example to others what they can do and how they can change their lives. But to do that, it takes a lot of time and a lot of work to reprogram the subconscious mind. And for the practical part, the vast majority of us are slaves to our jobs. Between the job and everything we have to do to go out through the day, we're lucky if we get 2 hours a day to ourselves. 2 to 3 hours a day to ourselves, we're lucky if we get that. And then the weekend rolls around, and we're either off or we're doing something that we enjoy to do, something that's pleasurable and relaxing, or we're catching up all the stuff we didn't get done during the week. When you have sufficient funds to be independently wealthy, you get to quit your jobs if you want to, and then do this type of work. Okay, so the different types of beings that I talked about tonight, coming from Wes Penry's book, we are the soul, mind, spirit, body beings. We are the only ones with spirit. And then you have what is called the soul, mind beings. Those are basically would be the ETs in their various forms. And then we have soul minds who gain spirit, and then non-player characters and artificial intelligence. Now, the issue had come up again about angels, and they are basically the advanced form of the soul minds. Angels don't have spirit like we do. We as humans are the only ones that have that from the beginning. Okay, I think that's about all I wanted to share on the program tonight. I've been going for about 25 minutes, but if any of you would like to call in and you have any comments or any questions, the number there is 515-605-9356. Again, the number is 515-605-9356, and we'll take any questions or comments tonight. We already have one person who has basically said they want to come in from area code 203. So let's go to that person. You're coming on the air, area code 203. You're on the air. What can we help you with?
Hi, Dave. Yes, I'm Peter from Connecticut. Yes, I totally agree with the goals of receiving these funds. I'm very anxious to see what I can do to help improve society and contribute to the world. I have a lot of plans for that. Now, the thing is, you said they give us the time to do that, but I don't know when that might begin. I don't know if you could comment or answer that question when we might assume that these funds could be, released to the through your currency program.
Nope, because remember, I've said this many, many times. The funders will never, ever, ever, ever pre-announce or give any hints to when the funds are going to be released because it's for security reasons. We have to remember we live in a world where there's a cabal that would love to shut us down and not receive any of this stuff. So they don't pre-announce it to give them kind of an advanced running start to come after us. They just won't do that. So we don't know. And it's important to know the release of the funds is not about us. We're at the bottom of the totem pole for the purpose of the release of these funds. These funds are basically going to shift this world. That much money totally changes the global financial picture, and it also shifts the power and control structure of who's in control of this world. We're benefactors of a larger process is what we're doing here. Okay?
Well, let me make a comment, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. I want to comment about that. I can't move ahead with developing and manufacturing my inventions and helping society, blah, blah, blah. So it looks like I better focus on other ways to fund my future ventures. So
I would.
There's no timeline.
Say is don't plan on when you're going to get this money. Just accept it as a bonus for when it comes because you're going to end up being frustrated. You're going to get frustrated because it's not going to come through when you want it to come through. But you have to remember it's not about us. We're at the bottom of the totem pole.
Well, I dedicate my life to working on my inventions every day of the year. So I'm going to continue what I do.
But you're only one of scores of thousands of people who are going to receive this money. Just one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very good. I appreciate your comments.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay. Right. Okay. Yeah. Bye-bye. Okay. Is there anybody else who would like to make some comments or got some questions here tonight? You know, it's still open there. I don't see anybody else coming in, and I'll hang around here for maybe about another minute or two to see if anybody else wants to come in here tonight. So Richard asked, how long would it take to start a credit union or purchase an existing credit union? I don't know. I really don't know. I've heard it could take as much as 4 or 5 months. I don't know, okay? But obviously, if I get this money, I would have the resources to start that. I did hear it takes a minimum of $500,000 to open up your own credit union. So, okay. And it can take some months to do it, but I'll find out after I get the funds. Okay. That'll be one of the priorities for there. Okay. I am not seeing anybody else wanting to come in here. So I think we're probably ready to call it a program here for tonight, unless someone else comes in and raises their hand and say they'd like to make a comment or have a question. So don't see it. So I think we're ready to call it a night to folks. I want to thank you all for being here tonight. Okay. So we